Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Chof Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the last line of Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, at the beginning of the Gemara after having learned the Mishnah at the end of our previous shiur. The Mishnah had mentioned that everyone is fit for writing a get, for writing the divorce document. Even a cheresh shoyte v'katan, even a deaf mute, an imbecile, and a minor. This is a very novel point. How could it be that these people that we would generally categorize as legally inept, how is it that they can write such a significant legal document? On the side of the Gemara, we introduce our marking scheme for this section. A bow tie shape appears, and there is also, in the Gemara itself, you can see a numbering scheme that accompanies this. These are explained under the Mivneh, the structural note. These are Drochim Eich Lahazbir Mishnosenu, different ways to explain the Mishnah, Shemachshira, that enables Cheri Shaita V'Katan K'Kosvei Get as writers of a get. L'Hochiach Gishosenu, to prove our marking approach to this Gemara, Ayin Rashi Chof Gimel Amud Aleph Dibra Maskil Mokoyim HaToreif. On Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi, on the lower, let's say the lower two-thirds of the Rashi commentary, you can see how Rashi makes reference to the different approaches taken up till that point in establishing the circumstances or the understanding of the Mishnah. So, as we point out from time to time, that our marking system is reflected or borne out by points you see in Rashi and certainly other commentaries. We turn to the Gemara. V'ha lav b'nei deyoninu. How can it be that a cheri shoyte v'katan are acceptable in preparing a get when they are classified as non-b'nei deya, people lacking the necessary awareness or intellectual level, and they will not know how to prepare the get, what we call lishma, with intention, with specified or specific intention that we are writing a document for this couple, focusing on the man who is divorcing this woman. That's lishma, and they don't have that capacity of focusing. Omar Rav Huna. This is the first approach. V'hu shehoya godol oymed al gabov. It's not that we're allowing the Cheri Shoyte V'Katan to go into a room by themselves and write up the get and expect that to be acceptable, but rather an adult is standing by them. Rashi at the top, V'hushe Hoya Godol Omid Al Gabov, the Oymer Lo, and instructs the Cheri Shoyte V'Katan, Ksoiv L'Tzorech Ploni, write this with so-and-so in mind. The Kosovar Rav Huna, Rav Huna is of the opinion, Masnisin Reb Elazar Hi, the boy Ksiva Lishma, that the Mishnah is in line with the Tanaic opinion of Reb Elazar, that the writing, as opposed to the signing of the witnesses, the writing of the body of the get has to be done Lishma. The Seifa Dekomar She'en Kiyum HaGet Ela B'choismov, the end of the Mishnah that would seem to indicate otherwise. If you translate the end of the Mishnah, it says that the fulfillment of the get is in the signers. How can you say that when you're saying that the essence of the get is the writing of the body, lishma? So, hainu, what do we mean when we say the Kiyum HaGet is with the signers. That's a reference to the Edei Mesira, to the witnesses that see it delivered. Why do you refer to Edei Mesira as the Chosmov, the signers? You would think that the signers are one thing and those that see it given over are someone else. Why are they referred to in interchangeable terms? The Roiv Gittin im Sorin Bifnei HaChosmin. Most divorce documents are given over in front of those that actually signed it. So by saying Chosmov, we're really referring to the Edei Mesira, which Rebbe Elazar holds that the Torah, when it says the Kosav law, you must write it with proper intent, that's referring to the body of the document, not the signing of the document. Because as far as Rebbe Elazar is concerned, you don't even have to have signatures in the get for it to be acceptable. It's enough that the get is given over in front of two kosher witnesses. The Rashi goes on, v'ametziosa koi. The end of the Mishnah that says she'ein kiyum haget ela b'chosmov is going on the middle section of the Mishnah. It's not going on the beginning of the Mishnah. V'lo areisha. It's not a reference to the reisha l'achshuri ksivas cheresh b'lo gadol agabov. You shouldn't think that the conclusion of the Mishnah, which says that the establishment of the get is only through the signers, to thereby allow a cheri sheitev katan to write a get without an adult watching. That's not so. So as far as Rav Huna is concerned, cheri sheitev katan can write the get provided an adult is standing by their side who is instructing them to have proper intention. On their own, they're not capable, but with adult instruction, they are capable. And the end of the get, the end of the Mishnah, that is referring to the Edei Mesira. And when we emphasize Edei Mesira, you realize we're following the line of thinking of Rebbe Elazar that says the Ksiva Lishma. That's the writing of the body of the document, not the signing of it, Lishma, the writing of the text. If the writing of the text is what the Torah means when it says V'kosav law, and the signers are not really the focus, so then what makes the get into a binding document? The Edei Mesira. And even though the end of the Mishnah uses the term Chosmov, Rashi explained that's because most times the Edei Mesira are in fact those that signed it. We turn back to the Gemara. Omar Le Rav Nachman, he raises a question. Elo me'ata, well, according to your approach, that these inept, incapable ones are acceptable if you have oimed gadol oimed al gabov. Imagine the following: oivet kechavim, an idol worshipper writing a get. The Yisrael oimed al gabov hachinami de kosher. Would that also be okay? The fact that you have a Yisrael, a Jew, standing by him, would that be enough to machshir, to allow a get written by a Gentile? If you say that's right, v'hatanya, but we have a Tanaic source that says oivid kechavim posel. And by saying oivid kechavim posel, the assumption is that posel under all circumstances. It doesn't help if you have Yisrael oimid al gabov. The Gemara says that's true, but there's a fundamental difference between Oivet Kechavim and Cherishet V'Kotten. Oivet Kechavim, L'dayte D'Nafshe Ovad. The Oivet Kechavim, he's not an imbecile. He has a mind, though, of his own. And when he writes the get, he's doing it with his own mindset. And his own mindset doesn't have anything to do with the necessity of writing the get Lishma. So that even if you had an adult standing by him, a Yisrael standing by him, telling him what to do, he is not going to necessarily have his mindset conform to what he is being told what to do. not so in the case of a katan that doesn't have any mindset of his own. He will do what he is told to do. We should point out that we have a marking scheme that we started. The house shape represents a Kushis Rav Nachman, and the inverted house shape represents a reversal of his position. We continue in the Gemara. Hoder Omar Rav Nachman, Lav Milsahi de Amri. What I said is not acceptable, is not to be accepted. He is reversing, as we'll see. In the next Mishnah, we will see just halfway down this page. It says in the Mishnah, you can see it, and there's a list of people that are not acceptable, including an Oivid Kechavim. So when the Mishnah wants to disqualify an idol worshiper, the Mishnah disqualifies him as an agent for conveyance of the get. Michlal, we can infer de le'inyan ksiva kosher, that as far as the writing of the get, an idol worshiper would be acceptable. Now let's think about that. If the idol worshiper is acceptable for writing the get, and we said that he's not going to necessarily do it lishma, he writes the get with his own mind intentions. If that's the case, so where is there going to be a fulfillment of the kosav law sefer krisus, which is in the Torah? The Torah says it must be written lishma. How is the writing of the Gentile going to be a fulfillment of that? So you have to read in between the lines. You know where the kiyum, where the fulfillment of a kosav law lishma is going to be? It's going to be in the signing of the document. Ah, who says that the signing of the document is the thing that makes it into a document? That will be according to Rabbi Meir. Now that's why we have a bow tie, and this is a second approach to setting up the Mishnah. The Mishnah would then be in accordance with Rabbi Meir, that does not need the ksiva lishma, and therefore, as far as the cheir shaitiv v'katan, they can write it. You don't need a godol oimid al gabov. The writing of the body of the document itself is not significant, as you can see by our allowing a Gentile to write the body of the document. So where is there going to be a fulfillment of lishma? In the signing of the document. So as we've read, michlal delinik sivo kosher, a cheir shaitiv v'katan, and an idol worshipper are okay for writing the get. The Gemara asks, "V'ha tanya oivid kechavim posel?" But do we not have? We saw this brisa quoted just a moment ago that an oivid kechavim is unqualified, is posel for writing the get. The Gemara says, "Yes, there is a brisa like that. Hahi Reb Elozer hi. That's in accordance with Reb Elozer." But as far, we're interested primarily in understanding our Mishnah. So, but our Mishnah wouldn't have said that an Oivid Kechavim is possible for writing the get. There is a Brisa that says that. That Brisa is, according to another Tanaic opinion, Reb Elozer, Diomar Ede Mesira Karsi. He holds that the witnessing that is responsible for the legal bindingness of the get, or the witnesses that see it delivered, to see it given over from the man to his wife. So if the Ede Mesira Karsi, where is there going to, and you don't need to have Ede Ksiva, Uba'inon Ksiva Lishma. You need to have the writing Lishma according to Reb Elozer, the writing of the body of the document. That's where you're going to have a manifestation of the Pasuk V'kosav law. The ksiva is lishma, v'havadei oivei kechovim adaitei denafshei kovin. And when it comes to the writing of the body of the get, the goy, the Gentile will certainly do it on his own, not having in mind the necessarily the couple. So as far as Rav Nachman is concerned, and he's called approach number two to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe Meir. That doesn't require ksiva of the get itself to be lishma. And therefore, according to this approach, you wouldn't need to have a godol omeid al gabov. You can see that we have a section of Gemara with brackets around it. The use your bracket length indicator to see where it ends. If you notice at the end of the brackets, there is a bow tie number 3. And we have a note, a starred note on the side that says, "Achrei sugraim haGemara mamshicha ba'oid efshorios eich lahamid mishnosenu." After the brackets, Gemara continues with other possibilities of how to set up the Mishnah, which allows a Chir Sheit V'Kon to write a get. As we continue with the bracketed section of Gemara, we want to take note of Rashi. We have a double star in the Rashi. You can see where we are reading from. Halfway down the page, Omar Rav Nachman Omer Hoya V'Chulei, Rashi says, Aschalto de Milsehi. This is a new point. It's the beginning of a point. V'chein mistaber. It's also most likely the Hokvar Mukme Rav Nachman Gribmeir. Rav Nachman, in our bow tie number 2, already set up the Mishnah like Rebbe Meir. Rashi goes on to bring an alternative version, but we'll stick with this. So we now turn to the bracketed section, Omar Rav Nachman. Omer Hoya Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir has been known to say, Afilu Motsoi Be'ashpa. Even if a person found a prepared divorce document, that means the body of the get with the names have already been written, and you found it, and you happen to be interested in divorcing your own wife. Obviously, the get was not written for you. It was written for someone else who decided not to use it. Hence, you found it in the garbage. Chosmoi venosnu lo kosher. If the finder has witnesses sign it, and then he gives it to his wife, that's a kosher divorce. The triangle marking that you see here is explained on the side under the Mivneh. This is a Sidra Shel Kushos al Rav Nachman, a series of questions on Rav Nachman. Esve Ravo le Rav Nachman, v'kosav lo, lishmo. The Pasuk says, you shall write the get with her in mind. That means lishmo. My lav, ksiva sayet. The writing of the body of the get has to be done with specific intention. That's not what took place here in the case presented by Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Meir. Lo, chasimas edim. When the Pasuk says, v'kosav lo, and we say lishmo, that's going on the signatures of the witnesses in the get. But the body of the get does not have to be done with the specific intention of this couple that's getting divorced. Esve Rava. Rava raises an objection. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shum isha posel. Any get that has been written without the specific woman in mind is unfit. And that would be a challenge to Rav Nachman's point. The Gemara responds, Emo shenechtam shelo l'shum isha posel. Where is the lack of lishma a binding feature? In the signing. But the writing can be done. Shelo l'shma. Esvei. Kishu koisvoi, kilu koisvoi l'shma. When a person writes part of the get l'shma, it's considered as if he wrote it all l'shma. My love, what does this mean? Kishu koisvoi la toref l'shma, kilu koisvoi la tofes l'shma. That when he writes the toref is the essential part of the get, meaning the get that is makes it personalized, the name of the man who's divorcing the wife and her name and the date and the place. So when you are writing the toref lishma, it's as if you wrote the entire body of the get lishma. Well, what would that show you? That would show you that the ksiva of the get must be done lishma. And that would be a problem for Rav Nachman. Lo, that's not the proper analysis. When it's signed lishma, that's as if it was written lishma. V'boy seima, another approach. Hani masnisin, moni, Rabbi Elazar hi. These sources that indicated that the writing has to be lishma, that's in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. Diomar Eide Mesirukasi, that said, Rabbi Elazar said that the witnesses that make it into a get, make it into a legal document, are the witnesses that see the get given to the woman. But as far as what Rav Nachman said above, he was making a comment within Rabbi Meir, and these sources are in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. As you can see, we now have bow tie number 3. We're trying to explain the Mishnah that said a chirush shaita v'katan are acceptable for writing a get, even though in so many other areas of halacha they are considered disqualified. Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, v'hu shishier mokom hatoreif. The Mishnah that allows chirush shaita v'katan to write, they're writing the form section of the get, not the personalized section of the get. So that the chirush shaita v'katan write the get, they're writing the form of the get, and they leave out the toreif. The toreif, that would be written only by a bendas. V'chein om Rav Chago mishmei de'ula, v'hu shishir mokom ha-toreif. V'rebbe lozer hi. The Mishnah is explained in accordance with Rebbe Lozer, not in accordance with Rebbe Meir, and that, what does that mean for us? That means that the writing of the get itself has to be done lishma, and that will be the case when you're filling in the blanks, the mokom ha-toreif. And it's at this point that Rashi says, the Divrei Maaseh mokom ha-toreif, we're looking at Rashi, the last quarter of the page, v'kosav bendas ha-toreif, a person of sound mind writes the toreif, the main part, the personalized part of the get. We don't have to follow Rav Huna's approach, which was number one, bow tie number one, which said it's okay only if an adult is standing by the Chirush HaDivikotin. Nor do we have to set up the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir either. We continue in the Gemara. Rav Zrika Omar Rabbi Yochanan Eino Torah. My eino Torah, Omar Rebbe Abba, kan hodiacha she'ein koyach lishma. This Mishnah, which treated the writing of the get very lightly, which enabled the Chirush HaDivikotin to write the get, there's no koyach lishma. The Rashi, ein kan hodiacha, the Mishnah that treats lightly the writing of Gittin, so that the Mishnah is telling us that as far as the writing of the body of the get, there's no need for lishma in that. V'Rabbi Meir he, and similar to Botai number 2, Rabbi Zrika is saying that the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Meir. The witnesses that see the signing of the get are what make the get, give it power, and therefore the pasuk in the Torah that says because of law and we darshan that means lishma, that's going on the chasimas ha'edim, the edei chasima. Was it not said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar he, that the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar? So how can you have Rabbi Yochanan here being telling us that the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Meir? The Gemara answers, Amoroi ninu valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. There is two schools of thought, two Amoraic schools of thought as to what Rabbi Yochanan said. One says that our Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar, and the other one holding that it's in accordance with Rabbi Meir. So there's no stira, it's just two opinions within Rabbi Yochanan. Before we continue with the Mishnah, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads, Mi kosher lios shliach lahavi get? Who is qualified to serve as an agent to convey a get from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? Hakol sherin lahavi es haget. Everyone is fit, is acceptable to bring a get, chutz micheri sheita v'katon sumo v'yoyvi kichovim, with the exception of a deaf mute, an imbecile, a minor, a blind individual, and an idol worshipper. Kibel hakoton v'higdil. We're going to go over the different disqualified individuals where they received the get in that state, but later on, after they received the get from the husband to convey it, they then changed their status. Here you have an example of someone who, as a minor, received the get from a husband. V'higdil, before he delivered the get, he became an adult. Cheresh v'nis pakeach, he received it as a deaf mute, but before he delivered it, he became normal. Suma v'nis pateach, he was blind when he received it, but then became sighted before he delivered the get. Shoite v'nishtafa, he had been in a state of shoite, imbecilic state, but gained normalcy before he delivered the get. Oivet kechavim is geyer. An idol worshipper received it, but he converted before delivering the get. In all of these cases, puzzle. It's unacceptable. In other words, you can see from here that you have to be an acceptable, a qualified agent at the point you receive the get at the outset. Avol, Pikeach v'nischarish v'chozar v'nis pakeach. He received it when he was normal. He became, in the interim, a deaf mute, but then became normal again. Posuach v'nistamo v'chozar v'nis pateach. He had been sighted, in the interim lost his sight, regained his sight before delivering it. Shofui v'nishtate v'chozar v'nishtafo. He experienced an interim state of insanity. These cases are kosher. Zeh haklal. The following is the rule. Kol shetchilas v'sofa b'das, kosher. Anyone who, at the beginning and at the end, is b'das, has his mind, has his wits about him, is normal, then kosher. Then it's an okay situation. Bishlamo cheresh shoyte v'koton, delav b'nei de'aninu. I can understand why the Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan are excluded from agency because they don't have sound minds. Oivei Kechavim Nami, Delav Bar Heterahu. An idol worshipper is also disqualified because he is not an individual himself that is governed by the laws of marriage and divorce. So those I can understand as being not fit. Let's go over Rashi. At the beginning of the Gemara commentary, the Lav B'nei De'aninu, the Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan, are not considered of sufficient mind to do this act of agency. V'gabi Shlichus, regarding being an agent, Ish Bo'inon V'lo Katan, the Torah expects an Ish. The word Ish is an adult, to the exclusion of a minor. D'Shlichus Nafgalon Mivikhu Lohem Ish Se Lebeis Ovos. The idea, the concept of agency is learned from that pasuk. And in that pasuk, you see the word ish. Echad lokeach lukulon. The idea of that pasuk is that one takes on behalf of others. That's agency. The next Rashi, lav bar heterahu, de'ein lohem kiddushin, ve'ein gitin noagin bohen. With regard to idol worshippers, they don't have the concept of kiddushin, of marriage and divorce, as we know it. There is an idea concerning a Gentile and his wife that they become wed, however, not in the context of the laws of kiddushin, of marriage and gittin and divorce as it applies to us. Therefore, uvamidi dilanafshi lochazi, something that's not relevant to himself, lo motzi lemevat shlichus lachrini. He cannot serve as an agent for others. So those disqualified cases we can understand. However, we go back to the Gemara. Elosumo amaylo. On the first wide line of the Gemara, we're asking, what about, why is a sumo incapable, assume a blind individual incapable of serving as an agent for conveyance of the get? You can see we have a triangle marking, and on the side under the Nosei / Mivneh heading, the triangle is featured, Shnei Hezberim Loma Suma Posul Kishliach Aget. Two explanations for this disqualification. The Gemara, Omar Rav Sheshes, Lefi She'eno Yodea Mimi Notlo Ulami Nosno. The blind individual doesn't know from whom he is taking it and to whom he is giving it. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenges that. Heich suma mutar bishto. How can a blind person be allowed to have intimacy with his wife? You say he doesn't see and therefore he doesn't recognize. So he has intimacy with a woman. Maybe it's someone else's wife. Maybe it's a serious offense. How can we allow them to live together? How is it that people are allowed to have intimacy with their wives at night when there's no vision for anybody? The allowance, the permission for a blind man to be with his wife, for people in general to be with their own wives at night, that's because there is recognition through voice recognition. Hocha nami, so too, with regard to a blind person serving as an agent for conveying a get, why not? Bitvius eino dekolo. He recognizes the voice of the one who is requesting these services of him, and he recognizes the voice of the wife of the woman to receive it. So why is he disqualified? Elo Amar of Yosef, Hocha bechutza laaretz askinon. Here, the Mishnah is dealing with conveyance of a get from outside Israel. The boy lemeimar, and as we've learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that a get conveyed from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, the agent must declare befonai nechtav ubefonai nechtam velo motzi lemeimar. It was written in front of me, meaning I saw it being written and I saw it being signed, and he can't say that. Omar le Abaye asks, Ela me'ato, if that be the case, that it all depends on the shliach being able to honestly say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, i.e., I saw it. Ela me'ato posuf v'nistama, a person who was sighted when he received the get. En route, he lost his sight. Demotzi Omar, he can say, b'fonai nech, b'fonai nechtam, Ochi Nami de Kosher, is he, this individual who was sighted and became blind, are you going to say that he's acceptable? V'hokotani, but it taught, the Mishnah taught, Posuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nispat deach. He was sighted, in the interim lost his sight, regained it later, kosher. He is an example of a kosher agent. Chazar v'nispat deach in. Yeah, only if he got better, he is in, means yes, he's good, he's kosher, he's acceptable. Lo chazar v'nispateach lo, if he was sighted and then lost his sight, he's not acceptable. And that does not conform to the explanation that Rav Yosef gave us. According to Rav Yosef's explanation, the whole lacking of the Suma was his inability to say, b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam. This guy, Suma v'nistamo, could say it. The Gemara says, in fact, he could, and he's okay. He is qualified. Hu adin diafagav delo chozar v'nis pateach. The Mishnah applies to a fellow who was sighted and lost his sight as also being qualified. Why then does the Mishnah give you the impression only if he regains his sight before delivery of the get is he kosher? The Aidi de Kotoni Shofoi v'nishtate v'chozer v'nishtafo. because the Mishnah taught in the case of insanity that interim, let's say temporary insanity, does not disqualify provided he regains his normalcy. There, in the case of sanity, shoyteh, the chozar v'nishtafa, he is qualified only because he got better. Ha lo chozar v'nishtafa lo. In the case of insanity, if he didn't regain his normalcy, he in fact would be disqualified. Tananami posuach v'nistama v'chozar nisipateach. The Mishnah, in order to maintain a stylistic balance, it taught with regard to sight that if he loses his sight in the middle and regains it later, he is kosher, but not to the exclusion of a person who never regained his sight. As long as he had sight at the beginning, and he can say, b'fonai nafonai nechtam, he is acceptable, he can serve as an agent. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, that a sumo is not qualified, it says Rav Yosef said, we're talking about the case of bringing get from Chutz Laretz, and the agent has to be able to say, b'fonai nafonai b'fonai nechtam. Omar of Ashi, daiko nami. By careful reading of the Mishnah, you can see that this conclusion is correct. Dikotoni, the Mishnah taught, kol zeh haklal, kol shetchilasu v'sofa b'das, kosher. Anyone who, at the beginning, at the end, has the proper mindset, he is kosher. For lo kotoni, it doesn't say, the Mishnah does not use the following expression, kol shetchilasu v'sofa b'kashrus kosher. The emphasis in the Mishnah is not on kashrus, but it's on bedaas. Shma mino, this is conclusive. And therefore, a person who is sighted and then lost his sight, he fits, he's okay as far as tchilaso v'sofo bedaas. And therefore, he's okay. In the case of a shoite, pikeach v'nishtate, or shofui means the normal, and then became a shoite, so if he doesn't regain his composure, his normalcy, his sanity, he cannot be described as someone that's betchilaso v'sofo, bedaas. Bo minei merabi ami. The following was asked of Rav Ami. Eved, a slave, mao she'ose shliach l'kabel get isha miyad baila. Can a slave of a man serve as an agent to receive the get from a man who wants to divorce his wife? And here the key point is that the shliach is going to become he's going to receive the get upon the eved's receipt. The same question could be asked regarding can the slave serve as an agent for conveyance of the get. You can see we have some markings, a double underline and a Roman numerals 1 followed by a 2 later on. They are explained on the side of the Gemara of the Nosei / Mivneh heading. Shtei gishos, two approaches. Im eved kosher b'kishliach l'kabel get isho. Can a slave serve as an agent for receiving the divorce document on behalf of a woman? The Gemara. Omar lehu. Rav Ami responds. Midikoposel le lo'ovei kichavim. From the fact that the Mishnah disqualifies an idol worshipper from serving as a shaliach, we can infer michlal de eved kosher, an eved, a slave, he would be okay. The Rashi at the top says michlal de eved kosher v'chiyechi de kosher lavol liyoshliach lizgarish, just like he is capable of being an agent for conveyance of the get, kach kosher lekabol liyoshliach lizgarish, he can also serve as an agent upon whose receipt of the get she becomes divorced. There's no reason to make a distinction between an agent of conveyance and an agent of receipt. Receipt, once again, means that upon his receipt of the get, she will be divorced. Omar Rav Asi. Omar Rav Yochanan. Here we have Roman numeral number 2, a second approach, saying ein hu eved nasir shel kabel get liisha miad baylo. An eved is not fit to serve as an agent for receiving a get on behalf of a woman from her husband. Lefi she'eno b'toras gitin v'kiddushin. A slave is not bound by the laws of divorce and marriage. We explained this earlier in the context of an idol worshiper, so the same applies to the realm of avodim, of slaves. Before we go too much further, we should point out the triangle marking on the side of Gemara under the Mivneh indicates Havlotas Shmoish Rabbi Yochanan. Here we're highlighting Rabbi Yochanan's name. You'll see he appears later. So we've noted here, this is the Aleph version of referencing Reb Yochanan. Later, if you skim down, which we always recommend when you're learning with the Gemara marking system, allow your eye to travel over the page so you can gain a sense of continuity of structure. Here you see Reb Chiya bar Abba quoting Reb Yochanan, saying ein eved nasa shlech, so that here too he's ruling that an eved cannot be a shlech lekabel get yishum le'imad by law, and we'll wait for that later. But it was sufficient for us simply to point out that there's a second presentation of Rabbi Yochanan in the meantime, appearing to have the same halachic conclusion. But we continue in the Gemara where we are. Maskif law, we're four lines from the top. Maskif law, Rabbi Lozer. And note, we have a long question here. Rabbi Lozer asks, Taimah b'milsa d'lesei. The reason the Eved is being disqualified, because this is a matter in which the Eved himself has no connection. He's not bound by the rules of Gittin and Kiddushin. Ha b'milsa d'isei kosher. Well, that leaves room to infer that in matters that one has relevance, he would be kosher. He'd be acceptable as serving as an agent, even if he's not Jewish. Well, let's check this out. V'hoi v'kechavim v'akusi disnu b'teras truma d'navshayu. An idol worshiper and a kusi, a member of the kusi people, whose conversion to Judaism was highly questionable, they have laws whereby if they tithe their produce and declare it truma. Truma is the tithe that's given to kohanim. And as the Mishnah says, disnan hoy v'kechavim v'akusi shetormu mishalahem. Trumas and truma. If they own fields and they tithe produce and call it truma, the truma label attaches itself to their tithing. Oh, so you see that the oivet kichavim in the kusi, an idol worshiper, has relevance to tithing. Utnan oivet kichavim shetaram shel Yisrael, an idol worshiper who served as an agent for tithing Jewish owned produce, afilu brishus, even if he, the idol worshiper, received instructions, received permission to be an agent, ain truma so truma. His tithing is ineffective. My taima, why is his tithing ineffective? The tithing that he, the idol worshiper, does as an agent for the Jew, lav mishum d'chtiv, is it not because the pasuk says, gam atem, ma atem Yisrael, af shluchachem Yisrael. From that pasuk we learn, just like you are Jewish, the Torah is addressing the Jews. The pasuk talks about tithing. It says gam torimu kein torimu gam atem, just like you are Jews. The pasuk is seemingly here to include agents who can serve as an agent. So too af shluchachem, so too your agents must be Jewish. So here's the end of our question. What do you see? We see that even though the individual has a connection to that particular realm of law, that doesn't mean he can serve as an agent. So this brings into question the explanation we gave for the Eved's disqualification, simply on the grounds that he's not connected to the rules of Gittin and Kiddushin, so he can't serve as an agent for that purpose. That doesn't seem to be accurate because of the inference that we would have drawn from that, that had he been connected, he could have served as an agent. That doesn't mean, that's not necessarily so, as we see here from the laws of Truma tithing. Amri debay Rabbanai, lo. The pasuk that you just cited to say that your agent must be Jewish is a misreading or a misunderstanding of the pasuk. Rather, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. The pasuk does disqualify people, but it doesn't disqualify avodim. Just like you are children of the covenant, so too your agents must be b'nei bris. What that does is that excludes idol worshippers. It does not exclude slaves, because slaves happen to be b'nei bris. Bris is a reference to bris milah, the laws of circumcision. Slaves are also circumcised. Therefore, they're not excluded by the pasuk of Gam Atem. So, we can then go back to our point that the slave cannot serve as an agent for conveyance of a get because he's not bound by the rules of Gittin and Kiddushin. Had he been bound by the rules, so he could have been considered kosher. And if you're going to try to challenge this from the case of the idol worshipper and his inability to be an emissary and an agent for tithing, idol worshippers have a specific gezeiras hakosuv that excludes them. We turn back to the Gemara. Omar Rav Chiya bar Abba Omar Rav Yochanan. Ein ho'eved nasi shlich lekabel get isha miyad baila. A slave cannot serve as an agent for receiving a get on behalf of a woman from her husband. Lefi she'eino b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. A slave is not included in the laws of gittin and kiddushin, so he can't serve as an agent thereof. V'afal pi she'shoninu. Now, here, we're going to read 2-3 lines, but we have to wait for the Gemara to explain them later. So, in the meantime, we read, V'afal pi she'shoninu hare at shivcha uvloda uvlodech ben chorin. Even though if a man turns to his bondmaid and says, you remain a bondmaid, however, the child that you will bear is considered free. Imhoisu ubera ubra, if when the master is speaking to his bondmaid, she happens to be pregnant, zochsa lo. She receives on behalf of her vlad, the vlad's, the child's freedom. The Gemara asks, my imhoisa ubra zochsa lo. What's the connection between the shichrur, the freeing of the slave, of this unborn slave, what's the connection between that and get isha, where Rabbi Yochanan ruled that an eved cannot serve as an agent for the divorcing of a woman? One is the divorcing of a woman, the other has to do with freeing of a slave. The Gemara answers. Note, we have a long answer that goes till the Mishnah. Ki also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar. When Rav Shmuel came, he told us, Rav Yochanan Tarti Omar. We've been quoting Rav Yochanan, and he explains that Rav Yochanan said 2 points. One point is with regard to an Eved and his incapacity, his disqualification from serving as an agent for Get Isha. He taught another halacha regarding slaves and their freedom, and regarding that other halacha, this comment of his was made, V'afal pi she'shoninu. But it's a separate comment, as the Gemara explains. So we see here Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, Omar Rabbi Yochanan said 2 points. Nirin Dvorim. So before we read on, let me once again repeat that the first point that he made was with regard to an Eved cannot serve as an agent for divorce delivery. Delivery of the divorce document of the get. Now the Milso Achriti is as follows. Number one, Sho Eved Mekabel Get L'chavero Miad Raboy Shel Chavero. A slave owned by Mr. A can receive a document of freedom, a shtar shichrur, a get shichrur that frees a slave from the owner of his from a second owner of his friend, a slave. So if you have Mr. A owns a slave and Mr. B owns a slave, the slave owned by Mr. A can receive from Mr. B a document declaring the freedom of the slave owned by Mr. B. So in this statement, the Eved is Mekabel Get L'Chavero. We're talking about the slave has a friend. Slave 1 is owned by Mr. A, and slave number 2 is owned by Mr. B. So one slave can receive the freedom document, which sets a slave free, provided he's receiving it from an outside owner. In other words, the owner of slave number 2 is Mr. B. He's not the owner of slave number 1. Avol, but in contrast with that, Lo Miyad Rabo Shelo. If you have two slaves owned by the same master, the same owner, so slave 1 cannot receive on behalf of slave 2 his document of freedom. V'im lach shech odom lomar, if someone tries to tell you zu halacha shnuya, if someone tries to question what we just said, that two slaves owned by the same master, one slave cannot receive the freedom document on behalf of his colleague slave, being that they're both owned by the same master, and they'll try to challenge that halacha by citing this source, im hoisa ubra zochsolo, a bondmaid can receive the freedom of her unborn child on behalf of that child, which is mashma, that implies that even though the two entities are owned by the same individual, one, in this case the mother, can receive on behalf of her child its freedom. The thinking in this analysis is that a mother and her unborn child are viewed as two separate bodies, just like two slaves are viewed as are certainly two separate bodies, two separate individuals. And here you see one accepting on the other's behalf. So if someone tries to tell you that, then emor lo, you say back to him, Shnei gedolei hador pirshu es hadavar, two great men explained this matter. Rabbi Zerov, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak, Chalomar, one of the two said, Homani Rebbe he. Diomar Meshacher Chatzi Avdo Kono. The source that says a mother bond maid can receive freedom for her unborn child, that is like a case of someone who sets half of his slave free. What happens if a person frees half of his slave? So the slave then becomes the owner of that half, and the mother and the offspring are viewed as one entity. V'chad Omar, the other one of these rabbis, explains, my taimo de Rebbe beha. What is the basis of Rebbe in this case? The mother receiving the freedom on behalf of her child, her unborn child. Well, because Kosovar Ubar Yerech Imohu. The Vlad is considered like the thigh of its mother. It's considered an extension of its mother. It's not too goofy. Like a master that transfers ownership to the slave of one of its limbs. That works, however, for the master of two slaves to give a get to one of them on behalf of the freedom of the second one, that does not work. There's a Rashi that we should look at from a bit earlier. Rashi says, Avolo miyad rabo shelo, im shneim shalish echod, if the two slaves belong to one owner, then slave one cannot accept on behalf of slave two. Diyad eved kiyad rabo domi. The hand of the slave is simply like the hand of the master. Ukshemosu get biyodoi, and when the master gives the get of freedom, this freedom document for the second slave into the hands of this first eved, lo yotso get mirushuso, the get never left the owner's domain. Vafagav the eved mekabel get liatsmo, even though it's true that a slave can receive his own freedom document. Hasam who there, there's another rule that applies. Gita viyodo boim keechod. The get and his acquisition of independence come simultaneously. Shihur didei hu, that's his own freedom. Avalachrino lo, but for the eved, two avodim owned by the same owner, for one eved to accept on behalf of the second eved, the get never left the owner's rishus. The eved is simply, it's what would you say? It's like a person taking a star shekhruv from his right hand and putting it in his left hand. That is not going to cause the freedom of the slave. The star shekhruv has to leave the domain of the master. The Mishnah. Av hanoshim she'eno ne'monos loymar meis baylo, ne'monos lohovi es gita. There are five women that are said to have no believability with regard to the testimony of Mace Bailo, for someone to come and testify that the husband of a particular woman is dead. That testimony in general enables the woman to be considered a widow and remarry. There are five women, however, if they offer that testimony, we suspect that they are lying. They don't like the woman concerning whom they're testifying, and they are interested in messing her up by trying to claim that the husband is dead, having her remarry, and then the husband resurfacing them having lied all along. That would certainly mess up the subject of the testimony. Even though that's the case, when it comes to the conveyance of a get, these very same women are relied upon. So the Mishnah says, "Afanoshim sheino ne'monos lemer meiz baylo ne'monos lavi as gita." And who are the women? Chamosa, a woman's mother-in-law; Ubas Chamosa, her sister-in-law; Vitzorasa, a co-wife; V'yevimta, that's a scenario where you have two brothers, each one has a wife. The wife of brother number two would not be believed to say that her brother-in-law, the husband of Mrs. One, that he died. So that is an example of her. And why is that? Well, you see, she's interested in messing up her sister-in-law so that the sister-in-law never becomes a co-wife in the case of a real Yibum situation. The Mishnah goes on to say, Ubas Baila, if a woman married a man who had a daughter from another marriage, that daughter, that Bas Baila, is not believed to say Mace Baalech. In effect, she would be testifying that her father died. Ma Bein Get Lemisa, what's the difference between a divorce document where we are expecting the shaliach to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, and here the Mishnah is saying we will rely on even these women to serve as an agent, and we would not rely on them with regard to the testimony of Meis Ba'alech. The Gemara answers, Shaksav Mochiach. In the case of divorce, we're not going only on her word. We're going on the document, the get, that she is conveying. In the case of Meis Ba'alech, all we have is her words. Ho'isho atzmo mevia ezgita, ubavad shehi tzricha loyma b'fonei nechta b'fonei nechtam. A woman herself who is going to be divorced, she can convey the get, she can carry the get, provided she says, this last case needs further explanation, because on the surface of things, once the woman receives the get from her husband, she's divorced immediately. How are you describing her as being an agent for the conveyance of her own get? Where's the conveyance? She's divorced immediately, isn't she? The Gemara will deal with that later. Let's continue. The Gemara asks, "V'hot Tanya, we have a Tanaic source which says, K'shem shein emonos lo mar meis ba'lo, kaf ein emonos lo v'gita." Here we have an exact opposite of what the Mishnah taught. We've dashed, underlined, and used arrows. You can see in the Mishnah, the five women that are not ne'emonos to say that the woman's husband died are acceptable in bringing the get. And here we're saying they're not reliable. They're not reliable or trustworthy for the conveyance of a get. Here we're paralleling the five women lacking believability to testify, Meis Ba'alech, that disqualification is parallel to them, those very women being disqualified from conveying a get. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei / Mivne heading. You'll notice a house form. They represent Shtei Gishos, two approaches, Hafuchos, opposite approaches. Liyashev Bein Mishnosenu Lebraisa, to resolve our Mishnah with the Tanaic source, Dinoshim She'enon Ne'monos Lomar, women that would not be believed to say Meis by law, Im Ne'monos Lovi Get, are they believed with regard to the conveyance of a get? So we have, as we mentioned, a Braisa that contradicts our Mishnah. Omar Rav Yosef, Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Kan ba'oretz, kan b'chutzlaretz. One applies to Eretz Yisrael. The other applies to chutzlaretz. Ba'oretz, d'lav adibur didoka samchinon mehemna. A get that's brought in the land of Israel, I'm not relying on her words. B'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam establishes that the get is lishma, that the witnesses' names are confirmed. But within Eretz Yisrael, even without the woman saying b'fonei nechta nechtam, we assume that the get was done properly. So therefore, since we don't rely on them, mehemna, they're believed. That is what we saw in the Mishnah. The chutzlaretz, when it comes to the delivery of a get from outside Eretz Yisrael, the adibura dido kosamchinon, where we're relying on the agent's words of b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, lo mehemna. So these problematic women will not be believed. They'll claim, for example, that the get was done lishma, and we'll discover later on that it wasn't done lishma. In the meantime, the woman, the the divorcee remarried, and will then discover that her get was no good, and she's an Eishes Ish, and her children are Mamzerim. Omar Le Abaye Adarabo Ibcha Mistabro. Abaye now suggests an opposite line of reasoning to that of Rav Yosef. Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael di'i osi bal ma'arer mashgichinon bay. In Eretz Yisrael, if the husband were to challenge the get and say, "I never wrote that get," de'iko lemeimar lekilkulo komechavna. There's room to say that when these five women, any one of them, substantiates a get to matir her, the woman that's being divorced, to marry others. And then imagine the husband comes and challenges the veracity of the get. He would end up ruining the wife. So in Eretz Yisrael, where the husband's challenge could end up ruining the wife, so lo mehemna, these problematic women are not going to be believed or relied upon. Bechutzlaretz the osi baal ma'arer lo mashgichin rabbi mehem lo in chutzlaretz, where if the husband were to come to challenge the authenticity of the get, we wouldn't even pay attention to him. So the husband doesn't have any potential power of messing her up. So there, we believe the women when they say b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. Tanyo kavose de Abaye. We have a brisa supporting Abaye that says the ne'emonus of these women is limited to chutzlaretz. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Oymer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Isha ne'emenes lohavi gita mikal v'chomer. A woman is believed to be an agent for the conveyance of her get through kal v'chomer logic. Uma noshim shomru chachomim ein ne'emonos loymer meis baylo. Ne'emonos lohavi gita. Mind you, the women that we listed before that are not believed in their testimony concerning mace by law are nevertheless believed for the regarding the conveyance of a get. He shenemenes lomer mace by law, a woman herself, when she says my husband died, she is believed. Enodin shenemenes lahavigita, all the more so she would be believed to convey her get. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Chof Dalet. Umi Mokom Shebos, and from the place that you are coming to prove this point. Ma Lahalon, the Noshim Sheomru, those five women that we spoke about. Tzrichos Sheyomru Befoneinu Nechtav Befoneinu Nechtam. They have to say that announcement that we've spoken about so many times. Afhi, so too when it comes to the woman herself bringing her own get, Sricha Shetoyma, she has to say, Befonai Nechtav, Befonai Nechtam. Now, where does this take place? Where is it that we say that the agent has to say, Befonai Nechtav, Befonai Nechtam? That is a get brought from Chutzlaretz. So it's only in those cases that we say that the women, the five women, are acceptable. That is what Abaye had taught. Hence we have this Tanaic source supporting Abaye. Omar Rav Ashi Masnisenami Daiko, careful reading of our Mishnah also bears this point, that the Nemonus of these five women applies only to a get brought from Chutzlaretz. Dikotoni, it said, Ho'isho atzmo mevio gita, ubilvad shetei tzricho lomar. the woman herself is believed. And this comment was on the heels of the five women that are ordinarily not believed to say Meis Baila. So the Mishnah in that context spoke about the woman herself can bring her get, her own get. She must say, however, so that shows you that you're dealing with a get brought from Chutz Laretz, where the halacha demands that declaration. Not so in the case of a get brought with from Eretz Yisrael. Shma Mina. So this shows us that the Mishnah is talking about, like Abaye said, a get brought from Chutz Laretz. Shma Mina. So this appears to be, this is conclusive. The Rav Yosef, now what about Rav Yosef's opinion? Here you've got a Mishnah indicating to the contrary of that which Rav Yosef taught. What is he going to do with it? The Gemara answers, let's go on. The question continues for Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, what's he going to say? Reisha v'seifa b'chutzolaretz mitziyasa baretz. The Reisha is a reference to the Mishnah Daf Chof Gimel. The Seifa is a reference to the end of our Mishnah where it says Ho'isha atzma m'viyaz gita. Are you going to say that the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about one place, namely Chutzlaretz? And Mitziyasa Baretz, the Mitziyasa is the middle section of our Mishnah, which speaks about the women, the five women that are generally speaking not believed to say Meis Baila, are believed to bring a get. According to Rav Yosef, then that is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So is that an acceptable Mishnah structure where the beginning, that which was featured on Daf Chof Gimel Omid Aleph, Hakol Kshirim L'Ovias HaGet, that was, as Rav Yosef himself said, we should have emphasized that before, on Daf Chof Gimel Omid Aleph, the fourth wide line of the Gemara, Rav Yosef said that Mishnah is talking about Chutz Laretz. And the end of this Mishnah, where it speaks about the woman herself bringing the get, that's Chutz Laretz. The middle section of these two Mishnahs, the five women spoken about, that's talking about only in Eretz Yisrael. Is that possible? So the Gemara says, we have this, it's not a common structure, but yes, in Reisha v'Seifa b'Chutz Laretz Metziyasa b'Aretz, the beginning, namely the Mishnah Daf Chof Gimel, the end of our Mishnah here on Chof Gimel Amid Beis is talking about Chutz Laretz, Mitziyasa Baretz. In the middle section, namely the middle section of these two Mishnayos, which is reflected by the beginning of the Mishnah Chof Gimel Amid Beis, that is talking about Eretz Yisrael. And Mimai, how does Rav Yosef know to say that? As we said before, it's a very we like to have streamlined Mishnayos where the cases taught in the beginning of the Mishnah run through till the end, and not so over here. How does he know that? Midikotoni, from the fact that the Mishnah says Ma Bain Get Lemisa. What's the difference between get where we believe the five women and Misa testimony concerning death we don't? Shaksav mochiach. The difference is that the document is additional, we'll say, information, or the document proves their believability that the woman really is being divorced. V'lo katani, it doesn't say at this point shaksav upe mochiach. Doesn't speak about the Mishnah. Doesn't mention anything about talking. So, under what circumstances would you have the delivery of a get without any required talking, i.e., b'fonai nefonai nechtam? Ah, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.